You are listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind.
To get started, what is a Google Mini? It's a smart speaker or Google Max or whatever you decide to get. They all pretty well work the same. The Google Home, the Mini, it's all the same in the Max, except that the higher you go, the better sound quality. So the Mini doesn't have as good a quality as the Home, and the Home doesn't have as good a quality as the Max. So those are the ones you want. There's also Google Nest. I won't get into those. They have a tablet display. Anyway, before, when you get, of course, if you're going to go out and buy a Mini, before you plug it in and turn it on, go to your phone, download the Google Assistant and also the Google Home app. Most of you probably already have the Google Assistant because people use it on their phones all the time. But the Google Home is where you set up your speaker. So once you have the Google Home installed on your phone, you would fire it up and then plug in the Google Mini or whatever one you have. And then you will start setting it up. To set it up, first of all, you have to create a home. So you can name your home, like I have named mine Brian. And did I want my address in there? Well, I picked somebody else's down the road just for privacy. And that way it's still, if it's giving me directions, it's still giving me directions, but three doors down the road. So, and then you will be, of course, your speaker will show up and it'll say this device, and it's just a device at that point. That's when you name it. So you will have to give it out. Of course, you'll have to enter your Wi-Fi password on it because the speaker can work on its own. Once it's set up, it works on its own. It doesn't work through the app. It is connected to the app, but it works on its own. So you need to give it your Wi-Fi password for it to connect to the internet. And then you would label it, especially if you have more than one, you may want to pick the location of it. Like, for example, I have a couple. I have one that's called Garage. The other one is called BB1 because it travels with me. So I didn't give it a specific location. And once you've done all these things and it's all set up, you're good to go. The only thing you need to do is if you have a Spotify service there's other services, mine Spotify, that's why I'm saying that, is you have to allow it to use Spotify. And then after that, it's simply away you go and do whatever you need. Just ask it questions or play something, and she will play different, whatever you ask it to play if you have a Spotify account. If you're using a free music service like Spotify or there's other ones, but you're using the free version, you can't ask it for a song, specific song, but you can say, play the Rolling Stone channels, and she'll play the Rolling Stone channels, but she won't play specific items. One other thing you can do with Google Home, it can be your interpreter. And I've tested it from French to English and had a French to English conversation to myself for about 5 minutes, and she did not get one word wrong. Also, she can translate for you. So if you get want to know the wording of something in Spanish or Swedish or whatever, you can say, how do you say this in Swedish? And she'll answer you. Now, of course, you can always call Dorothy and then she'll answer you too. Other than that, there's one other feature is you can do Wi-Fi calling on it. The only problem with Wi-Fi calling, you better have a good Wi-Fi connection. Otherwise, your call will be kind of choppy. And if you install the Google Duo on your phone and set up Google Duo to work with the Google Home, you can assign your phone number to the speaker. Therefore, I mean, you, if you're out and about, and you can actually call home through the Google speaker. So I set it up and I got rid of it because I don't usually try to call myself when I'm out. That didn't work for me. Other than that, I'm going to see if anybody has any questions, because I know some people had questions last month that we were going to discuss today.
But I have the Amazon version. I got one for Christmas.
Yep.
Okay. And when you were talking about calling, you know, you said you can call, right?
Yep.
So I set mine up so I could text any of my contacts as long as they had set it up in their phone that they would accept from Echo, right? So I could sit there and instead of having to pick up my phone to text, I could text my daughter and say something, and she'd come back over the Echo.
Really?
Yeah.
And wow. And I think Albert will probably talk about that one next month, because next month we're doing the Amazon.
I know you can't send email on Google. I've tried a few times ask it. I know for sure you cannot do that, but but they say we can't do that yet. So I'm imagining they'll get to this place where you.
I just asked Google if she could send a text, and she said, I can't do that yet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I know the other thing that some people wanted from my, I wasn't here last time, so I don't know that from hearing it, but also I know Shelley was saying she uses the Google app, those docs, and so like we could also talk about other things Google as opposed to after the speakers too. Like, Google, using Google Docs or how accessible is, you know, those kind of things, Google Drive, Google Docs, Google Sheets, and all that.
I really don't know if I have a lot of use for a Google Home. That's the other thing that I want to show.
Yeah.
I mean, you can ask your Apple Watch or you can ask Siri these things. I'm wondering, just out of curiosity, maybe it's just because I don't know all of its potential. What is the benefit then of having one of these as opposed to just picking up your phone and asking Siri for things?
Well, the most thing I do is play music on it because it does have a better sound. Plus, both of my speakers, like I have two of them that are set up in there constantly, and I set them up as a group, and I called it stereo. So when I want to play something, music from Spotify or wherever, or even a radio station, I can just say that I got mine set, and it's called, I set them as a group in stereo. So I just say the wake word and say, play CKCU FM on stereo. And it'll come in on stereo on both speakers. And then what it does is if you're one speaker, the volume's at 60, the other one's at 40, it will sync itself to 50% on both of them. So one won't be louder than the other.
So how do you set that up? I'm confused. Like
I was just going to ask that question.
Yeah. I was going to go into it after, but I'll go into it now. Is once you got both speakers in there, in the Google app, you, like for example, mine, Garage, and BB1. Then if you go into your settings, and there's a section that says add a group. So you would tap add a group, and then you tell it which ones you want in that group. And for example, mine is, I put BB1 and the Garage. So now if I say a command, play on stereo, it will play on both speakers. And also the one nice thing about that too, like if I'm in the garage and, you know, somebody else is in the house and there's one speaker in the house, I can say the wake word and I can say broadcast, hey, I need your help. And it will broadcast on all speakers, hey, I need your help.
Mm-hmm. Which is good if you have more than one person in the household, of course.
Yeah. Or unless you want to talk to yourself.
Yeah, right.
but then you can do that with interpreter. Yeah. And yeah,
but having them in stereo doesn't help much unless you have the speakers to in the same room or whatever.
Yeah, well, my
which I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, one. Well, mm-hmm. I have one that's wired all the time to the outlet, but the other one has a battery pack on it.
Oh yeah. So
you can take... it travels with me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then at night, I just plug it into the wall outlet and let it charge overnight. And mm-hmm. next morning I take it off. So I can go in the garden with it or, well, not this time of year, but.
It's true, you can ask Siri to do some of this stuff, but I find Google Home has better record for answering questions than Siri does. Plus,
and the one nice thing is I have one, the house one is right beside my computer.
Yeah.
Therefore, when I'm trying to think of a shortcut to do something on the laptop or the desktop, and I can't think of it, all I say, hey, and say the wake word and say, what's the shortcut to do this? And she'll say, according to LiveWire, this is what you do. And she'll say, you hold control and whatever.
Yeah, plus you don't have to have your phone handy like you do with Siri. Your phone could be anywhere and you could just yell at the Google speaker to...
Yeah, and I found sometimes when you're asking Siri, she'll say, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
or more she'll say, so than...
This is what I found on the web.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with Google, think about it. It's as far as being connected. Google is the web, so it has tons of information to pull from as opposed to Siri or even Lady A. I mean, they're getting better, both of them, but they're just, as far as information on the web, I think the search engine Google is the one that has
I find that I use Siri for, well, obviously texting and mail, send a message to this and put this in my calendar and these things like that. Siri's gotten very good at that. And I do have family share Apple Music, so I do ask Siri to play stuff. But anything that you want to know in terms of research or, and I like that Google, you can continue a conversation. Like if I say, who's the Prime Minister of Canada? And then I say, what number Prime Minister is he? Like they will remember what you asked it just before that. So you can go on, like you could say, how many provinces are there? What's the biggest one or what's the smallest one? Or so that's fairly new and that is really amazing. So anything to do with, that's what I sort of my rule of thumb, because I always have my iPhone too, but anything looking things up in that I would ask Google before I would ask Siri, but I do sometimes just ask the assistant app on my phone. So you can, Shelley, if you were thinking of, or anyone else too, if you're thinking of trying it, just put the assistant app on your phone because it's free and just see, like ask it some stuff and see if you like it, what you like about it and then decide. Like that's what I did first is I tried the assistant app on my phone and then I... Yeah.
Anything the assistant app on your phone can do, Google can do. Another feature of Google, which I like, and I use it once in a while, is to help me remember something. So an example, if you come in the house and you're always losing your keys, when you walk in the house, you can just say the wake word and say, hey, remind me my keys are in the door. And
that would be handy.
And then like an hour or two later, you can say, hey, Google, what did I ask you to remind me? And she'll tell you.
I was actually going to ask you about that, about reminders and cues and things like that. You know, I bet because like you can set that sort of thing with your phone, I'm sure. But I'm wondering if this is any better, like to remind me to do something at a certain time or to remind.
Brian, when I asked her to remind me that, she says, when do you want me to remind you? And she sets it up like a reminder, like for.
Oh, no. Yeah. Not remember. Sorry.
I can't seem to ask her the right way.
No. Yeah. It's not reminder. It's remember. And then
remember where my keys are.
Whatever. Yeah.
But I haven't played with it yet, but I've heard that reminders since iOS 13 have gotten so much more powerful in your iDevices too. So I want to really play with that because I think there's more in there now than there used to be, much more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So Brian, you've said that the Google's better than the Amazon in many ways, or
no? I'm not going to say that.
What's the difference?
The only difference is Amazon. You have to enable the skills that you want, which is a nice feature. So you know exactly what you want it to do. But for surfing the web or getting information off the web, I know a friend that has the Amazon, and we asked the same question to the Amazon and to Google, and Google was able to find more information.
Yeah, Google always wins.
The other thing I think is I found, because at work we have both an Echo, a small one, and a Google Mini. And I found the Echo, like, I don't always know what skills I want. So then I have to go and find skills in the app and ask it for something. Mm-hmm. Whereas I find with Google, once it's set up, sure, maybe it can't do every single thing the Echo does. But when I set up my Google Mini here at home, I just plugged it in. I just went in the app. I just, like, did what Brian said, and it was working. Whereas with the Echo, it's like, what category of skill do you want? What kind of thing do you want? And I was like, I don't know. And so I find it's more user-friendly than the Echo is.
Yeah, and the Echo has over a million skills in there now.
Yeah, so you don't know what you want.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Enable those, yeah.
It's too much, I think. And they're all, the app I don't find is as intuitive either, finding where the skills are and what to put in there. So I sort of tend to advise people that the Google Home is a little more user-friendly.
Yeah.
Is I reading that the Google, not the Google, but the Amazon is used more for controlling appliances and things like that in the house. Is that true? Or can you do that with Google as well?
Yes, you can. Like if you get anything that's Nest, that has active Nest, like a thermostat or light switches or... plugins. Now they're coming out with a bar fridge that's going to bring you your beer. All you have to say is, hey, bring me a beer, and the whole bar fridge will come to you if you want to buy one of those.
Really?
You're
not kidding?
No. Yeah, they have a bar fridge, and it'll come to you. I mean, they're working on it. Like, they have, apparently last week at CES, they had a robot, they call it the toilet paper robot. So if you're sitting on the toilet and you run out of toilet paper, you just say, hey, so-and-so, bring me toilet paper. And
well, that could be useful in a public bathroom sometimes.
But, I mean, they're getting crazy with automation. And, I mean, you can have it for you. You can buy blinds now that you can just say, lower the blinds, and the blinds will lower or close or whatever, and door locks, like I was over at Penny this weekend, and they got their house all automated, and all of a sudden, as I was reaching for to unlock the door unlocked, and the lights came on.
Well, I know David Green was helping someone recently, a friend of his that uses a wheelchair. And I think it was a Google he got, I think, David? Like, and that was one of the reasons is to help him, like, do things and open things. Or
well, opening a door lock would be really good if you were in bed and you're expecting somebody to come and help you get up in the morning. Then you could unlock the door when they get to, they could phone you and say, I'm here, and you could lock the door, which is good.
Yeah, and when you ask, it's, instead of reminder, it's remember.
Okay, I'll try that. Yeah.
And I just tried it now, and I'm going to, I don't know if you can hear her, but, hey, Google, what did I ask you to remember?
Here's what you told me. Remember, I put my keys on the dresser.
Oh, thank you. That's because I did that once before, and I couldn't remember how I did it.
It's okay. Remember. Yeah, reminder. Thanks. She'll just set a reminder for you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you say that, so the next time you say something different, so tomorrow when you come in and you put your keys on the stove or what, I don't know, whatever, do it. It only says the last thing you said to it, right?
I don't know if you can do more than one. I've never done more than one.
Yeah, because you might want to remember where two things are. Yeah.
So I'm going to try that. I think what you do, what you would have to do at that time is say, remember keys. And then the next one maybe have to be remember coffee cup.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe in the app, maybe you can go through the history of what you said. Like, you know what I mean? In the assistant app.
Yeah.
Like to remember
that's,
this.
Yeah, that's another thing too, is anything you ask it to remember or reminders will be in the assistant app listed in there. So if you're not near your speaker, then you can just use the app on your phone and say, oh yeah, okay, that's where it is.
It's a bit scary in some ways. Like it's kind of, you know, all the stuff that.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who are suspicious of the whole thing. They're afraid to get one because they don't want Google to know everything about them and all that kind of thing. Privacy.
Well, just to read back your history. Sometimes I'll read back my history. I said, I asked it that. Like, oh, I didn't know. Like, you know, it's kind of like interesting.
Well, would I want to use it for an alarm system on my house and stuff like that? No. Because it's not as secure as they let on it is. I mean, if somebody really wants to mess up your house, they could.
Yeah, I could only want a thermostat for that reason. So I could turn my heat down, gone or something.
Yeah, so, but you can always lock the thermostat out. So if you're leaving the house, going somewhere for a few days, you can lock your thermostat out of the speaker setup.
Like manually, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they, like, I know CBC had a thing about a month ago on how quick a hacker could get in. I mean, this guy is legit hacker. He was doing it just as a
demonstration.
And it took him 30 seconds to get in and start changing the heat in the person's house, turning on and off lights, and playing with the door lock. And he was like in about 30, I forget what it was, 30, they timed him and it was like just over 30 seconds. Yeah. And he was in there. Now, if you have a good Wi-Fi password, that may add something to do with it, because they asked her what her password was afterwards. And when she said her password, I just cringed. I said, who is an idiot that does a password like that? Their phone number.
You know what I wonder too? Like, I know, for example, I set mine up such a way that if I try to set a calendar appointment, it will. But if you tried, it would say, no, sorry, we can't schedule that, because it recognizes my voice. It knows.
Yeah, that's voice match. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Voice match is in your setting. So if you have different people in your house, you can set up voice match. The reason I forgot about it is because I'm the only one really who uses the speakers. Barb doesn't.
Well, I set up my voice when I first started Google Home. I set it up. Gave me one second. But other people come in and they talk to it and it answers them.
Well, it does answer other people, but it will not answer them for if they wanted to schedule an appointment ask what's on my calendar. Because we tried it and they would say, sorry, I can't give you that. But if I asked it, it did.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so I find that comforting. I find that good,
If you had an, if you had your alarm system set up to it, would you be able to only allow yourself to do that? Or would somebody come in and say, you know, turn off alarm, turn on alarm?
Yeah, I guess you could, Scott. Presumably you could set it up for your voice, right? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just not sure if I would trust it.
That's why I didn't want to put the alarm on, because I thought if somebody comes in and sees it, they could just say, turn the alarm off, right?
Yeah.
And if it's
but
set up-
I would put my thermostat on it if I had one like that, because I most thermostats, you can't really do them on your own. They're really not easy to do.
Well, I have mine programmed for going down at a certain time of night and getting, and I didn't do the programming, but now that it's programmed.
Yeah, I have that too, but if I was going to get another one, like if it died, I would get a one that I could, you know, ask the assistant what the temperature was and ask it to go up and down, because I find they're not the most accessible.
Yeah, I have mine set up that way, Kim. It's really easy. You just ask it what the temperature in the house is, and you say reset it to whatever you want. So it's quite easy.
Because, I mean, technically someone could mess with that, but you can also put it back or mess. You know what I mean? I don't mind that. I would, I'm like you, though, Brian. I wouldn't do it with my alarm or, you know,
no, when it comes to alarm system and stuff like that, I don't think I would. I mean, maybe down the road.
I don't like the idea that people say they shop on Amazon with Alexa and give them their credit card number and all that.
No, I wouldn't.
The funny part, there was a podcast on it, and somebody, I guess this woman didn't think Lady A was listening, and she says, oh, I need some toilet paper. And all she meant is she was going to get, I think it was Kleenex or toilet paper. I forget.
Go get them, yeah.
But she was going to go get them out of the cupboard. Well, the next day, toilet paper came to her house from Amazon.
Yeah, you have to watch. You have to watch. And I think Amazon, although it has branched out, I mean, that their still main goal is to get you to buy stuff. So they Echo, that's kind of where it excels, I guess.
Well, it's it's a good idea, because you can just say, hey, so-and-so, I need a box of pencils. Boom. You know, next time,
and
the
they could read
guy
you
is there.
Or they could read you different kinds and say, do you want this? Yeah. So if you're a big shopper, you might want to get one of those. Mm. If you're not as much, like, if you're more into information.
You start saying you need a new Mac or something. You know, the computer.
You go in your kitchen and you say, oh, I need a new dishwasher. Well, it'll come tomorrow.
Well, eventually some of them are going to get hooked up to these food deliveries, and you're going to say, oh, I'd really like a hamburger. And then the next thing you know, your doorbell's ringing and someone's there with
food. Oh, yeah. I can see that coming.
Yeah. I'd like Chinese. Really? Okay.
I mean, you can hook up, like now the new fridges that are smart fridges, they can be hooked up to your speaker. And, you know, once your milk gets low, it'll tell you, oh, your milk is low. Would you like me to order some?
Lord.
Brian, I have a mini, and I have trouble with turning the volume up and down, like, manually. Like, I know you swipe one side or the other.
And, I hate that.
And turning it off by squeezing it or something. I never can figure out whether I'm turning it off or turning it down to no volume. So usually I end up just asking her to do it for me. But.
Yeah, that's and do it in percentage. That's what I do, because if you tap on either side, sometimes it won't register. Most of the time it'll go clunk, clunk as you tap. So you know you're tapping, but every once in a while it doesn't do it, but it's actually increasing the volume or lowering it without you realizing it until you ask it something, and then it
flares at you. Yeah.
But that happens to me when I'm feeling for the mic button. Sometimes I turn it up too and I don't realize, and then I turn the mic and then it's really loud, and then I'm trying to feel to get it quieter, but I need to. So I just ask it. I don't even touch it.
Yeah, if you say set volume to 0%, then it's muted. Mm-hmm. If you say 40% or 100%, then you're maxed.
The other thing
I've noticed on mine, if I'm looking at my Google Home, and the cord is coming out the back of it, then if I tap on the left side, it'll lower the volume. If I tap on the right side,
so it raises it. Yeah.
It will increase it. But I do, like Brian said, I just give it, I'll either say increase volume or decrease, or I'll say, you know, set to 6 or set to 5. Yeah. Or
yeah.
Sometimes I find with that mini, though, when I'm like, I have it in my bedroom and I'm in bed, and I say, play some music, or whatever, and I tell her to shut it off. She won't. And I have to get out of bed to do it.
Really?
Do you say cancel? Yeah.
No, I should
do
just
say
stop.
Hey, Betty, cancel?
Well, I haven't used the word cancel. I think I've said stop or shut up.
Try,
or
try cancel. Hey, Betty, cancel.
Yeah. If you're streaming stuff from the web, the best word to use is, hey, stop streaming. And
well, I had the radio station playing from TuneIn.
Okay, you can just say stop streaming, like the
cancel
wake word.
Cancel does and work though too.
Yeah,
because I'll try that.
Yeah,
David
the only
was
thing
using cancel, and I've used cancel, and it seems to work better than stop.
But when I use cancel on streaming service from the web, I noticed that it cancels it off the, like it won't speak on the speaker anymore. But the next day when I went in on the app, it still showed that in under the one mini that I had in there, it still showed it as paused in there.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
so it
I
was
haven't.
Paused, so it's not going to do anything, but it was just sitting up there idling.
When I'm listening to a radio station on mine, I simply say, hey, Google, turn off, and it's gone.
That's good.
Yeah, there's many, many different words that
doesn't seem to like stop very much, it's for sure.
it doesn't get it for me either, I find, or pause even sometimes. I don't know, it doesn't seem to.
And you can also, on, like if you're listening to a podcast, and mm-hmm. you find it really slow, like they slow talking.
You can just
ask her to speed it up.
Yeah.
Or slow it down if they're talking too fast.
How mm-hmm. fast can it speed it up to, would you say?
I've never done that. I've tried to increase speed by 50%. That didn't work. But if I said increase speed, It doesn't in increments, so you have to keep saying it until you get to speed. Mm. So, which is a pain.
Like, and then will it stay there for all?
No.
Like, it's just that episode?
No, just that episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The next one you go to.
And of course, it'll fast forward to and rewind to.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone used it for... like, I know the one is the recipes, like you can ask it for recipes.
Oh,
and
it's tedious. Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of because
oh,
what if
God,
you wanted to go back or you wanted to know something
it
else?
It makes you do one step at a time and tell me when the next business like is real. I don't do it hard ever. It's so tedious.
Well, what I was listening to, because I don't use recipes that often, and I leave that to my other assistant. But I was listening to a podcast, a person doing it, and what they did is, they asked her to get the recipe. They knew the recipe and everything else, but it's also on your phone at that time in the Google Assistant. So you can go in there and just swipe line by line to get your information.
Yeah. But when you're in the kitchen, like you don't want to be doing that either. So it's kind of like
you don't want to do it hands free. So you don't have to touch the thing or whatever.
Yeah, that was the reason I thought
point.
It might be great. But then it's like, and then you know what? The next time, like if you make something and then you go back and you ask it, it sometimes finds totally different things. It's like, wait, I wanted that thing from the last time that I had before.
Yeah, you kind of have to memorize the name of which one it told you and.
Yeah.
To get the exact same one, because I mean, there's millions of recipes.
Yeah, like it would find different things. Interesting.
What I don't like now is when you're playing TuneIn radio or or playing Google Play Music, let's say, and it's you like a certain song, you say, oh, hey Google, who's singing? What song is that? They used to just tell you. Now she'll tell you, but she says, I've sent more information to your phone. I thought,
yeah.
Really? I don't really want all that stuff on my phone anymore. You know, it's like,
well, that stuff will disappear off your phone.
Yeah, but it also takes more time for it to tell you all this, and you're missing half the song. Like, it's
yeah,
kind of more than I really wanted to know. Like, I wish they didn't do that, but
yeah. And the one thing.
What about hooking these things up to Bluetooth speakers?
Yes, you can do that too.
Yep.
And yeah, you can use them as Bluetooth speaker. for your phone.
Like on my phone. Yeah, on my phone right now in Bluetooth settings, I've got all the minis in there. Mm-hmm. So basically, if I'm on the phone, or like if I want something Bluetooth, like playing on the speaker as opposed to my phone, mm-hmm, I don't know, maybe reading an email or something, the voice will come out on my speaker.
Yeah.
Brian, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, if you have music stored on your phone and you didn't want to use Spotify or Apple or whatever.
You can do that too.
So you could turn it into a Bluetooth speaker
and
play music from your phone then, right?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. You if you had a book, you could play a book through there too.
Yeah. And the only thing you have to do when you, to set that up in Bluetooth with the Google is, go and get ready, go to Bluetooth and get ready for it. And then just say the wake word and say, turn on Bluetooth, and she'll turn on Bluetooth, and then you will see it on your phone. But you kind of have to be quick because she times out really fast, I find. But once it's set up, then you're good to go. And like, I don't have to go on my phone and Bluetooth to allow it to Bluetooth. I just say, hey, and turn on Bluetooth to the speaker, and she will Bluetooth automatically to my phone.
I had a question about the voices that are on the speaker. So is it, I think there's only one voice per language, right? Is that correct? Or how many voices are there for each?
No, there's more than one. I tried.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do they get more all the time, or how many have you tried before?
Oh,
quite a few. I don't know.
Yeah, they're adding all the time.
I tried a few, yeah. I end up always not going back to the one original, though. I don't always seem to like the original
best. Yeah.
Yeah, so do I. And even on the weekend, I was trying to see what – I couldn't figure out how to get the new voices.
Well, you can ask her to change your voice some. And
yeah, but I asked her and she says, sorry, I can't do that.
I forget how I asked her, but I did ask her, and she said, well, how do you like this one? And she gave me a sample. I said, okay, I'll take that one or something. But you can also go into preferences somewhere.
Yeah, I think so. And I know once I changed language too, like I changed to British English, and then I got that voice for a while, and then you know, like you can
change the, yeah, I've done that part, but I
didn't
know.
Except when you changed to American English, you end up getting the weather in Fahrenheit.
if you spoke more than one language, can you change it around if you decided you were going to speak to it in French for a while and then English and then whatever, Spanish and English? Or can you do that?
I'm going to say you can, because I can ask her to translate for me or to interpret the conversation, and I can speak to her in French and she'll translate it to English. So I imagine... I know in Quebec, in Canada, they have to be bilingual, but she'll even do it in Swedish or Spanish.
If you picked French as your language.
So what would you say? What would you say? Speak to me now in French. Like I'm going, how would you change it? I wonder.
Well, you could go into languages and change it to French.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know how if someone speaks like fluently both, and they just decide to kind of swing back and forth. Like, I wonder if there's a way.
Well, I don't know what happened if you asked her a question in French. I don't know if she'd answer you in French. I don't know. I never tried that.
I was just wondering if you played any games with it, like trivia games or anything with this. Can you add games to it?
There are games, but not as many as there is with Alexa.
No, the games.
Games are kind of lame, really.
Yeah, there's tons of games apparently, but you really have to go to the website to see Because if you ask her what games can you play, like, you better be sitting down for 12 hours.
I like too when you ask it what kind of sounds different animals make, and they'll tell you. Like I was asking it about koalas, like, you know, because I was thinking about the bushfires, and then like I said, what does that sound like? And then they'll do it. It's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
Google, sounds... what does Kim sound like?
I'm not sure how to help.
Good thing. I wouldn't want my voice coming through that speaking.
Just tell them to tune in to Welcome to My World. There you go.
Yeah.
That's how you'll know. So it'll actually make this sound like a koala.
Like if you ask it, what a certain animal, like I don't know, ask it what an animal sound like and it will
elephant,
do it.
Elephant is good.
Hey Google, what does a koala sound like?
I haven't been able to find a recording of a koala making a sound. I'm working on it.
Hey Google, what does a dog sound like?
This is a dog.
That's a little
That's
dog.
That's not any
a
dog.
Little dog. That's a mouse. Dog,
yeah. Yeah, the elephant's good though.
Yeah, the elephant.
I have a question about the music. So if you ask it to play a certain, you said something about you can't ask it to play a certain song.
You can if you're subscribed to Google Play Music, or Apple Music, you can't. So you just have to say, like, play classical or play rock,
jazz,
or
not a particular song by a particular singer. Yeah.
Oh. Well, if you have a paid subscription, you can.
You can, yeah.
Well,
so if you got Google Play Music, you could ask it. It's the same with Apple Music, like. You can ask Siri, like we have a family share Apple Music, so I could ask Siri for songs and that. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't if they all want you to have their own like niche.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, sure.
And you can get it to play local radio stations.
Yes, yes.
The only problem, like we are having 101.9 Rock here in North Bay now are saying you don't have to go through TuneIn anymore. But every time I say play 101.9 Rock, she says playing 101.9 Rock on TuneIn and nothing happens because they're out of TuneIn now.
Oh,
they're playing live and she was playing it before Christmas.
Because it was in TuneIn. Mine's still on TuneIn, so it does play it through TuneIn.
I have problems now sometimes getting it to play CBC Radio 1. I didn't used to have that.
No, I know. Google did say at Christmas time that they were having problem because of all these stations coming out of TuneIn.
This is a cow, and it's...
I never heard a cow like that.
Kind of sick.
Well, Kim, sometimes when I ask it for CBC Radio 1, it'll play my local one, and sometimes it'll play from Toronto.
I know. Yeah. Sometimes it won't. You know, sometimes it plays BBC Radio 1, even though I said CBC Radio 1.
Well, see, I like that, to be able to get CBC Radio 1, because that's the FM.
It's pretty good. Like, it does do it, but it's...
Yeah. Yeah. No, Radio 1 is not the FM.
It's on Radio 2. Yeah.
If you ask for Radio 1 or Radio 2, they play either one of them.
Yeah, we get Radio 1 from Sudbury, but I'd love to get the 2 because we don't get it at all. They get it in Sudbury.
And you should. I bet you could get it.
You could get it with Google
on
Home.
The speaker.
That might be a benefit, you know?
Yeah.
It does play Radio 1 too, but not as reliably as it did. Like, you might have to ask it a few times.
Well, but I can get that on the radio, but I can't get the others. So, geez,
Somebody trying to say something behind there somewhere.
No, I think it was the animal sound.
I was just going to say that some of the CBC repeaters you can't access over the web. However, in our case, we have a repeater in Pembroke here and a repeater in Deep River, which is a repeater for the Ottawa 91.5. So if I want to listen to the CBC, I just say tune into 91.5 Ottawa, and she plays it. It's the same signal as Deep River or Pembroke.
Okay.
So the repeaters aren't on the web, so you have to go to the mothership if you
yeah.
want.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you can ask it to tell you a joke.
I like that, yeah. Once in a while, I really need a joke, and it's
some of them are very strange, though. Or sing you a song. You can ask it to sing, can't you, Brian?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Google, sing me a song.
I'm singing you a song because songs are great and songs make you happy. This is a song for you.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, she's very limited to what she can sing.
Yeah.
I guess so. Get it to tell a joke.
Wow, they're corny. Some of them are corny.
They're very corny.
Get it to tell you a joke.
Hey, Google, tell me a joke.
As a golfer, it's always smart to wear two pairs of pants. You know, in case you get a hole in one.
Do you know what we've used it for? Different times at work, just for fun. The definitions of words. Like sometimes
you'll
come up with a word.
Yeah.
And like we were talking about jaywalking the other day, and where did that come from? And, you know, we were able
they told us. They told us.
And you can also get it to spell words out for you.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah. I like that.
I pretty much use it as my dictionary now.
Yeah. So
can you get it to tell you a postal code? Because sometimes I want to look up postal codes.
I don't think so. It'll give me addresses, though. If I ask them, what's the address of, Tim Hortons on River Street or something. It'll tell you the actual address, and it'll tell you the phone number, too, kind of thing, but I don't think I'll do postal codes.
Yeah, I don't know if it would do
or
that.
Or because it's Canadian, you know.
Yeah, but...
ask it for the postal code of 20 James Street, Brian.
Hey, Google, what's the postal code for 20 James Street, Ottawa, Ontario?
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help.
Okay, so it can't be
one of the postal codes.
Yeah.
But I like it for the addresses and everything. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
So I heard that you can do the turn-by-turn, like you can ask it for directions and then it will send them to your phone or something for walking. Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, if you like, let's say I said to her, hey, what's the closest Tim Hortons? And then she would say on Trout Lake Road. And then she'll say, I've sent directions to your phone how to get there.
Mm-hmm. But would it be accessible, the directions they send you, though?
I don't know.
Like, is it just the map or is it like other things? I don't know. I've never tried it.
That's a good question. Yeah,
I don't know if they would be accessible because I
would it be synced to Google Map?
Well, it is. It is.
It is, but I wonder if
it
would
the same way.
Yeah. So you'd probably use it the same way.
The same way, I would think.
Yeah, I just never tried it.